Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not.
With my penchant for matters historical, my postbag oft attracts unbelievable tales from days of yore. Recently, an letter flooded in from an subscriber. I have no reason to doubt its validity, so in the interests of maintaining accuracy and keeping the record of events factual, I am pleased to reproduce it here in full. Let my correspondent tell you in his own remarkable words. Lest we forget, a tale of true heroes. Sir, over the years I have followed with interest the tales of derring-do involving intrepid motorcyclists accomplishing wonderfully foolhardy things on their machines. Lawrence of Arabia crossing continents on his Brough Superior, the legendary Evel Knievel crossing the Grand Canyon on his Harley-Davidson, and, more recently, my next-door neighbour crossing Wolverhampton city centre on his Honda 90 in the school holidays, and living to tell the tale, I might add. However, I feel that as I approach my 95th summer, it is high time I put the historical record straight by revealing my own exploits, which, I am proud to relate, took place as long ago as World War II, when, as a much younger and fitter, and probably more foolhardy man, I utilised my previously moribund experience as one of the Flying Ferrets Motorcycle Circus Troop, and volunteered for active duty in the newly formed and highly sensitive War Allies New Knowledge Executive for Research and Science. Or for short, the WANK. Yes, you get the idea, but this was war. As you will appreciate, much of our work was top secret, but I feel that after a lifetime of silence, I have earned the right to acknowledge the existence of our group and highlight the brave contribution of our lads. Much of our exploits have been lost in the mists of time, but it was one particularly suicidal operation that sticks in the memory, and it involves the absolutely true story behind the sinking of the enemy battleship Tirpitz in South America in the year of our Lord, 1943. Prior to the war, you understand, all exports of steel from the UK were restricted, and it was under much cover of darkness that I was one of a team involved in sewing up old BSA B40 motorcycles with sidecars on them and exporting them incognito for use on the isolated dirt tracks of the Amazon, where they're in desperately short supply to shore up their burgeoning banana trade. In much the same way as Saddam Hussein later tried concealing his supergun, although, of course, he was more interested in Middle East and eventual world domination than bananas. But you see my point. Anyway, I well recall how whole sections of sidecar, for example, were shipped disguised as artificial leg replacements to be later smelted in secret kilns deep in the forest and rebuilt as motorcycles with tradesmen's sidecars by highly skilled South American craftsmen from the Kapi tribe. I also recall with pride how craftily the tribe members contrived to help us, and their leader, a strapping lad of 3'10" tall and with the title of world's tallest dwarf already to his credit, himself had the remarkable distinction of possessing an artificial leg with a real foot on the end. Strange. Truly an amazing man, but let me not digress. This surreptitious trade continued unrecognised and undisturbed until my team and I were asked to modify a reconstructed single-cylinder thumper of an engine with twin air flotation bags and a small brass propeller wired to its lay shaft, and which, because of its size, could thus avoid coastal radar, with forward torpedo tubes, and set out undercover to ram the Tirpitz battleship moored in the harbour. We knew the regular Navy could supply covering fire, but were unable to score a direct hit due to jungle coverage, and so we ventured out, pointed the outfit at Tirpitz, and dived overboard just as she collided head-on. We were but lads at the time, but we were already battle-hardened enough to understand the awfulness of war, and I recall the sickening roar of the explosion in my ears before passing out and waking up in a hospital bed back in Blighty, mission successfully accomplished. But it was to be no hero's welcome for me. A man from the ministry made me sign all manner of documents, including a secrecy clause and NHS deafness disclaimer, and nothing more was ever mentioned of our exploits. Though I do believe that the cinematic version of The African Queen, in which Humphrey Bogart and Katharine Hepburn get married on a German battleship just before the torpedoes in The African Queen strike and sink the enemy ship, to the strains of Ich bin getting married in das morning, the last bit later sub-edited out, I gather, was a backhanded compliment to our own efforts in real life. In a singularly curious coincidence, I also note that at precisely the same time the Tirpitz went down, taking our erstwhile floating motorcycle with it, the South American banana export market dipped temporarily commensurate with a discernible change in skill patterns in the Capi tribe, who ventured more profitably into cocaine production, at which they are now recognised world leaders. I trust this is of interest to your listeners. And if any of my old biking chums are out there hearing this, especially Norris Skip Cuthbert and Alfonso Dagoman Pirelli, then I would love to hear from you after all these years, whilst we still have time on our sides. God bless your wonderful radio station and all who contribute to her. I am, sir, faithfully yours, Surgeon Commander H. Dorrington Gusset, RN, brackets retired. Now care of the Abider Wee Home for Retired Gentlefolk, Gornal brackets upper, the Black Country. Gosh, a wonderful recollection from a very brave man for whom, and for the record, I have no hesitation in appending my own countersignature and a caption which reads thus. I verify this to be an accurate verbal transcript of a letter signed by the above, and laid before me one anonymous Sunday afternoon. Signed, Graham Fisher, no relation.
And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful, oh.